Production of Pipe Dreams is made possible in part by funding provided by Mr. and Mrs. Wesley C. Dudley, by a grant from the Mayhead Foundation, and by the support of listeners to stations in the Public Radio International Network.
From Minnesota Public Radio.
That's a surprise, isn't it? The last time I looked, the classical pipe organ didn't have a control for a piano. And though some sorts of organs do, the usual way of bringing these primary keyboards together is to invite another musician to play along. But why, you might ask, would an organist need any sort of collaborative support? After all, is not the organ king, and the organist the player of a kind of one-man band with all of those flutes and trumpets and trombones? Who could want more? Well, that may be the case, but when you're in a position to have so much fun alone, the friendly way is to invite someone in to share it with you. And because an organist, and for that matter a pianist, too, usually spends enough time practicing in splendid isolation, a bit of group togetherness is good for the soul. And, despite the organ's many marvelous effects, there's always reason enough to add a few others. So today we will hear, in addition to two pieces for organ and piano, music for organ and flute, organ and harp, organ with brasses, with chamber ensemble, with chamber orchestra, and organ and symphony orchestra too. It's kind of like opening up the crescendo pedal and adding to the grandeur or the piquancy of the overall effect. Think of it as the king with his courtiers playing cards together, perhaps, or just as more of a good thing. It's music for organ plus today. It all adds up. Stay with us. I'm Michael Barone, and you're tuned to Pipe Dreams. That's something to look forward to, a piece by Charles Gounod, which will be coming up a bit later in our program. But to begin at the beginning, since we credit George Friedrich Handel with the invention of the organ concerto, though at about the same time both Vivaldi and Bach were creating good effects by adding the organ's solo voice to a chamber orchestral ensemble, but it was Handel who, in his organ concertos, showed the genius of good public relations by appearing as the soloist, playing during the intermission of his oratorio productions in London, and thereby selling tickets and drawing crowds with this exotic combination of organ with orchestra. We will listen first to one of the most profoundly serious movements by Handel, which appears as the opening to his D minor concerto, number 4 in the Opus 7 collection. But likely, this music originated as the prelude to one of the oratorios that Handel had composed, and that version, which we shall hear, is a bit different from the way it later turned out in the concerto publication. We'll use the movement by Handel as a lead-in to a lively piece by his British-born contemporary, Thomas Rosengrave, who with his work actually may have created the earliest extant keyboard concerto by an English composer. Remember, Handel was an interloper from Germany. So, first, a broodingly emotional movement by Handel, then Thomas Rosengrave's delightfully brash entertainment for organ plus strings, brasses, and drums. Paul Nicholson will play on a little modern Baroque-style chamber organ from the shop of J.P. Mander, which you'll hear quite well in some of the slow movement solos, and he collaborates with the Parley of Instruments. Thank you.
Thank you.
last word to the orchestra and trumpets, that sassy little keyboard concerto by Handel's contemporary Thomas Rosengrave, which can also be done as a harpsichord concerto, but Peter Holman thinks that the version for organ may be the original. Paul Nicholson has been our soloist, also leader of the Parley of Instruments, which joined him, this recording on the Hyperion label, Music for Organ Plus, on our Pipe Dreams program today. A concerto by Thomas Rosengrave, before it, a concerto movement by Handel. The primary pipework of an organ, if you think of what a typical organ pipe looks like, an open-topped metal cylinder with a cone-shaped foot, these pipes are called, appropriately enough, principals, or diapasons when referring to the larger ones. The second most common kind of organ pipe is the flute, of which there are many different sorts. So the last thing that you'd think would be needed to add to an organ would be another flute. But the qualities of bellows-blown organ flutes are quite different from a human-blown traverse flute, as you will experience next in this set of three pieces for flute and organ by Bernard Wayne Sanders. He's an American graduate of Wichita State University in Kansas, who studied also in Germany and works there. He wrote these in 1987. Wichita flutist Francis Shelley joins up with Central Michigan University organist Stephen Egler. They were recorded in Wichita at the Wiedemann Hall at Wichita State University, where the pipe organ and its flutes were made by the Danish firm of Markussen. Here is music by Bernard Wayne Sanders.
Thank you.
suppose the moral of the story is that there can never be too many flutes. Three pieces for flute and organ by Bernard Wayne Sanders, Francis Shelley, and Stephen Egler, performed at Wiedemann Hall of Wichita State University in Kansas. The organ by Markussen from Denmark. Flute and organ does make a wonderful, natural combination, and the Shelley-Egler duo knows quite a lot of other music for this coupling. They have a disc released by Summit Records. You can find out about it and the other music that we're playing here on our webpage. We are at pipedreams.org. Check us out while you listen. I'm Michael Barone with Music for Organ Plus today on this edition of Pipe Dreams. Thank you. one of the classics of the organ plus repertoire, the aria in classic style, by famous French harpist and teacher Marcel Grandjeanet. He was to the harp what Pablo Casals was to the cello, or Jean-Pierre Rampal to the flute, the man of the hour, a great popularizer of his instrument. Kathleen McBride was our harpist, and she was a Grandjeanet student. John Gillick accompanied on the Holtkamp organ at the Church of the Ascension in New York City. If organ and harp is about as dulcet a blend of organ plus as you might imagine, this next takes us to the opposite end of the aural spectrum. Joan DeVee Dixon joins up with Emmanuel Brass to play a festival prelude by Lloyd Fauch. Based on the hymn tune, I'll Praise My Maker While I've Breath. And that performance proving, I think, that at least the players of Emmanuel Brass had plenty of breath for praise. That was a festival prelude by Lloyd Fauch. Joan DeVee Dixon played on the 1991 Reuter organ at the University of the Ozarks in Clarksville, Arkansas, and Emmanuel Brass joining in. A bit less brazen is this pair of arrangements by Ronald Dischinger of movements from some Henry Purcell keyboard suites. Organist is Albert Schoenberger at the Cathedral in Mainz in Germany. He is joined by just one brass player, French horn soloist Thomas Swartman. Not your usual sort of Purcell piece for organ and brass instruments. First we heard a march, then a movement titled Passing By, work of Henry Purcell arranged from keyboard pieces to the version here for organ and French horn. Performance recorded at the Cathedral in Mainz, Germany by Thomas Swartman, French horn player, and Albert Schoenberger, organist. Rather odd, but interesting, too. Also rather curious is this next by Charles Gounod from France, a grand piece, fantasy, on the Russian national hymn. Gounod originally intended the solo part to be played on, not the organ, as we will hear it, but on a pedal piano. Gounod was in his 70s, but had met up with a very young and attractive woman who was a virtuoso at the pedal piano, and this aroused his, well, we'll call it his enthusiasm, right? The pedal piano, by the way, is a normal grand piano with a set of organ-style pedals to be played by the feet. Robert Schumann and the hermetic virtuoso Charles Valentin Alcan were very much interested in the pedal piano, but it had a very brief moment in the spotlight. Their works for the instruments, like this one by Gounod, find a more receptive audience these days when played on the pipe organ. And if Gounod's colleague, Theodore Dubois, wanted French music to be clear, formal, and charming, this piece by Gounod definitely qualifies. Alfredo Ibarra conducts the Ingolstadt Philharmonic Orchestra. Franz Hauck plays on the huge 1977 Kleiss organ at the Ingolstadt Cathedral in Germany. Be amazed by this fantasy on the Russian national hymn, music of Charles Gounod.
Thank you.
The score is marked moderately and majestically. And so it was played. Definitely a curiosity amongst the forgotten scores for organ and orchestra. That was Charles Gounod's Fantasy on the Russian National Hymn. Franz Hauck played on the Kleiss organ at Ingolstadt Cathedral in Germany in the company of the Ingolstadt Philharmonic, which was led by Alfredo Ibarra. Gounod actually intended the solo part there to be played on a pedal piano, but I doubt that he'd mind our making it a piece for organ plus. This performance is now available on the Guild record label from England. It was formerly an Opus Magnum production. Kind of like an ostrich, but admirable. An odd, but marvelous thing. I'm Michael Barone, with more music for Organ Plus to come on this edition of Pipe Dreams.
Thank you.
Listening there to a chamber organ in the company of violin and bassoon, a tidy little ensemble. Francis Conover Fitch played on the little Klopp trunk organ with violinist Dana Maben and bassoonist Judith Bedford. Godfrey Finger was the composer of that little sonata in C from his Opus 5. I can't tell you much about Mr. Finger, but you have to hand it to him for writing as well as any of the German or Italian fellows of those days, the early 18th century. As either soloist or accompanist to other instruments, the pipe organ, I dare say today, has already proven its versatility. It can stand in the spotlight or retreat as a demure assistant as the occasion demands. And it can also balance perfectly, especially with that other prominent keyboard device, the piano. Consider these two movements, which are from a collection titled Poesien, or Poems, by Siegfried Kargelert, where the organ and the piano exchange the lead as gracefully as two experienced ballroom dancers. Mats Johnsen and Hans Fagius perform at the Norwegian Music Hochschule in Oslo. Makes you smile, doesn't it? I'm always delighted by the music of Siegfried Karg Ehlert, turn-of-the-century German composer. So richly evocative and energetic, too, often seeming to have a lot of fun. Those were two pieces from a collection of six Poesien, or poems, Opus 35 by Karg Ehlert. Mats Jansson was the pianist, and Hans Fagius played on the Markussen organ in Lindemann's Hall at the music school in Oslo. As you can tell, this is a relatively intimate space, no cathedral acoustics resonating all over the place, though it's actually quite perfect an environment for music such as this. Karg Ehlert originally intended this for, I guess, drawing room performance. The organ part was to have been played on the harmonium, but replacing the reed organ with a pipe organ does make perfect sense, too. By contrast, Jean Langlais wrote explicitly for the organ with piano in his 1974 diptych, which utilizes the full range of the pipe organ's sonic potential. It's a brooding and brash piece written for his wife Marie-Louise Jacquet and himself to perform. One of Langlais' pupils, Marie Bernadette Dufourcet, is featured as organist here. She plays on the Baccarat organ at the American Church in Paris. Pianist is Françoise Deschicot-Cartier. This is the dramatic diptych by Jean Langlais. find it intriguing to listen to that piece, knowing that the piano part of the second movement was composed first as an independent solo perpetuum mobile, to which composer Jean Langlais later added a new organ part in accompaniment, and then he wrote the first movement of the diptych based on themes which had been evolved in the second movement. Composed for his wife, Marie-Louise Jacquet, in 1974, that was Diptych by Jean Langlais, played by Françoise Deschicot-Cartier, piano, and Marie-Bernadette Dufourcette at the Baccarat organ of the American Church in Paris. This recording on the Priory label also includes a piano and organ duo concertante by Ms. Dufourcette's husband, Naji Hakim. Organ plus, a real plus when it comes to expanding the concert potential of the pipe organ, which still is too often thought of only as a provider of background music in church. It does a very good job of that, but it can do so much more. When it plays with other instruments, there's no question that we experience an organ plus. The music that you've heard today is but a taste. There are literally hundreds of other such pieces, and I look forward to exploring them with you at some future time. As for specifics about what we've aired here, a playlist of our music is on the Pipe Dreams website. We are at pipedreams.org. Look specifically for program number 2025. There's plenty of other interesting information on our website, so it's worth a visit. There are photos of organs and links to other related areas, and a listing of sources for recordings should you wish to order. And you can even listen to the program again. We're at pipedreams.org on the World Wide Web. But if you're not a web browser, write for a sample of our quarterly brochure in which the basic information of today's program and others can be found. Comments are welcome when you write, whether by email or by pen and paper. Do tell us to which station you are listening also. It's helpful. Our mailing address is Pipe Dreams, 45 East 7th Street, St. Paul, Minnesota, 55101. Do please send a stamped, self-addressed envelope for the return mail. Also, if you've not heard about it yet, we have a new compact disc, Pipe Dreams Premieres Volume 2, which includes The Organ Concerto of Stephen Paulus, available on record for the first time. Order it here. Pipe Dreams, 45 East 7th Street, St. Paul, Minnesota, 55101. And join us again next week for another celebration of the art of the organ, the king of instruments. Our broadcasts are made possible by the generosity of Mr. and Mrs. Wesley C. Dudley, by a grant from the Mayhad Fund of the HRK Foundation, and by listener supporters of this station and Public Radio International affiliates nationwide. For me, well, perhaps for you too, whenever I hear this instrument, I think, organ plus. It all adds up. Spread the word. I'm Michael Barone for Pipe Dreams. Thank you for listening. Pipe Dreams is a production of Minnesota Public Radio.
PRI, Public Radio International.